Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, I'm joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to be talking about what's happening over along the Santa Fe Swell. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to get you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me again.
And, you know, yesterday we saw a bit of a lighter agenda on the commission side, but that doesn't mean things aren't happening for the commission. You and I were talking about it a little bit off air, but we'll start with the commission items. I think the biggest one we're kind of looking at is a bit of a change in venue coming for your next meeting. You're going to be holding it down in Green River alongside a community town hall, and that's going to be on October 21st. And I think that's just an exciting way to get the citizens in Green River involved with the process.
Yeah, years ago, the commissioners used to go down to Green River and have commission meetings and visit with the folks in Green River. So we've decided as a commission to go back to Green River and have a commission meeting. We'll also, so that'll be at 3 o'clock, October 21st. We'll also have a town hall meeting that same day at 5 p.m. And that's kind of an open meeting to the public, for those folks in Green River and the surrounding areas to come and visit with us, ask questions, and rub shoulders with them. So I think it'll be a really good thing. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I was really excited when I first saw it on the agenda, because sometimes it feels like Green River, just by virtue of being so far away from the rest of kind of central Emery County, sometimes it feels like they might be forgotten in the process. But it's a good reminder that they're here and that their input really matters. So I like that you're making this move for it. Now, kind of jumping from that subject into our spotlight for the week, the library system of Emery County received a pretty nice grant yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They go after grants, try to improve the libraries. I know that we've had some infrastructure issues. We've had some, you know, some sewer line issues, and we have some roofs that need to be fixed. But they go after all the grants possible to improve the libraries, get more books and more things for the community. So we support these grants. Just want to highlight them and tell them thanks for the work that they do. These are really, libraries are important to our community, not only for a community gathering place, but, people gravitate towards libraries for different reasons, and we're glad we have them.
You know, they're such a beneficial tool across the county. I mean, whether you need to check out a book or you need a reliable internet connection, the libraries really have all of that for you. Moving off the agenda from the commission meeting, you and I were talking about a few things that are happening around the county right now. And the biggest one right now is you guys are fighting again for public land usage out in Emery County around the Cleveland Reservoir.
Yeah, we want to fight for access for the public to continue to fish Cleveland Reservoir. There is private property on the north end of the reservoir, and so we want to fight for access and just want to let the community know that if they hear things, the commission is fully supportive of historical use and everything it takes to continue to allow the public up there to fish and enjoy family by Cleveland Reservoir.
Yeah, I think it's good that you guys are clarifying your stance on that before it becomes a major topic of gossip, especially over on social media. You and I have both seen it. That can be a very tough problem to overcome if you don't jump ahead of something like this.
Yeah. And we understand that Cleveland Reservoir has been a huge asset to the community, and we want the community to still have access to that reservoir.
And then kind of continuing on these kind of heavier subjects, I think is a good way to refer to them, is you guys are meeting with the Utah State Tax Commission today to kind of discuss centrally assessed, because in an area like Emery County and an area like Carbon County, just throughout the Castle Country, that used to be a very beneficial thing for us. But with the departure of a lot of coal mines, it's really become more of a burden on the citizens.
Yeah, we want to visit with the state. Looking at our property taxes, we all feel that burden. And it's a challenge for all of us and the citizens to pay these property taxes, feel like they're getting the services that they need if they're paying their taxes. And so we're meeting with the state today. We're going to have tough conversations about centrally assessed and how they tax the energy industry how it impacts our county. There are some things that the state's in charge of that we don't have a say on, and our citizens are hurting from their taxes. So we want to have serious conversations with them, see if we can create a win-win, or create some legislation with our legislators to try to help us.
And I think that's the thing that you guys have very fortunate with when it comes to having connections down here. We got some wonderful state representatives in both Senator Hinkins and Senator Watkins, both doing an excellent job up there on Capitol Hill. And it's a tough conversation when it comes to taxes. But I think it's important to remember that just by virtue of being commissioner doesn't mean that you guys get a free pass from property taxes. This is something that's impacting you as well.
Oh, yeah. It impacts all of us, family members, community, friends, neighbors. We're working on a lot of different angles to try to help this, but the state's a big part of it, so we need to get on the same page with them.
Yeah, it's always a tough task. Let's move into some more fun things to kind of close us out today. Green River recently celebrated Melon Days, and that was, as always is, a major hit. People love coming to Green River for Melon Days, even if they have no connection to the city whatsoever.
Yeah, it was a great event. Spent the weekend down there. The parade was fantastic. I played in the softball tournament, and it was great. I didn't get injured, so that's good. But yeah, down there were fantastic. The food, the parade. These community events really, really are fantastic for our community to get together and celebrate each community. But Green River Melon Days was fantastic.
We have another fun event coming up that you mentioned in the commission meeting. They have a parade coming up on Halloween for the Museum of the Santa Fe. Whenever Halloween rolls around, I feel like the Museum of the Santa Fe just puts on a show. They always have a spectacular event going on.
Yeah, and it's a partnership with the museum as well as Four Corners, One Direction. So it's a really good partnership, and hopefully it grows to be... it's kind of a trunk or treat community gathering, so hopefully it continues to get big and gives our community something else to do on Halloween to get outside.
Yeah, no, always fun when Halloween rolls around. I love seeing everyone getting out and just having a joyous time. Now, Commissioner, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just letting the community know that there's a lot of different issues that we're trying to tackle. If you have concerns or things that are bothering you, please reach out. But we'll try to fight for the better good.
Yeah, the best way to find out what's happening around the county is by speaking to these fine men on the Emory County Commission. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, talking about what's happening along the San Rafael Swell. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.